This is a podcast from Aletheia, Truth in the Darkness, whose mission it is to uproot false foundations, to tear down idols of the heart, to build up the church, and to plant seeds of hope. The title of this podcast is I Have Seen Things Before They Arrive. I knew we would be silenced. The image was the covering of the mouth. Years ago, I was shown this. The mask is a symbol of being silenced. I had waited for COVID to arrive. That may sound morbid, but the day I heard about it, I breathed a sigh of relief. All I knew was that the Lord had been trying to get our attention, that He had been calling for us to stop. Thankfully, we did. I also heard, it is not as it appears, meaning there was no need to social distance 6 feet and stay home. And we didn't need a mask. Sorry if you are offended, I am only sharing what I knew in order that God might be proven true and be glorified. In truth, we had been extremely busy and distracted for way too long, and it was time to look up. I knew Christians were going to be leaving or losing their jobs soon. I knew children were going to be learning at home on computers. These things took place in me between 2015 to 2018. So, recently I had a dream. Normally I do not remember my dreams, and normally my dreams are not spiritual in any way. But this one was odd. Here it is. I was sitting in a house full of people. It was dark and everyone was laughing and having fun. Some were just socializing and others were partying. I knew I had to do something. I couldn't handle it anymore. I jumped up and began going around the room, preaching the gospel and warning people, and it was an urgent message I was sharing. I could see their faces and they were just staring at me. Soon the room got lighter and lighter, and it was daytime. Everyone had left because of my message. A little while later, some people came back and were laughing and making food. It was sometime in the day. I looked at them and asked, "Did you guys hear the message I was sharing?" They said, "Oh yeah, we did." Then they went right back to what they were doing. It was as though they were deaf to the message. Then I decided to leave. I walked to my bike to ride home, and just then three guys started running at me, screaming, "There he is, get him!" And they were furious with the message I had been sharing the night before. Then I woke up. Interpretation. The hour is late. It is dark. They will not listen. They have closed their ears. They do not want to hear the truth. All they hear is blah, blah, blah. Then they go on their way. Others are furious with the message and will do whatever they can to silence it, including hunt us down. The weird thing is, I do not know whether these individuals go by the name Christian or not, because what I have seen, heard, and sensed is that they are a mixture of the two, meaning both believers and non-believers hate my message. Now, do they just hate my message? No. They hate all who are willing to tell the whole truth without compromise. It seems it is those who believe the gospel of grace means the gospel of nice that have a problem with me. But in truth, the gospel of grace means choose Christ and all that comes with him, or suffer the wrath of God and the Antichrist, then end up in hell. I will end with one more dream I had around the same time. It was simply this. An elderly man was staring right into my eyes as he gently pulled his mask over his face, which I followed his lead and pulled mine up too. He then looked at me and said this, "You know it is political, don't you?" And I said, "Yes." Again, my intention is not to offend anyone. My intention is simply to speak the truth. My intention is that God be proved true, and every man silenced before him, for he will have the last word.